Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Hawk coming to you live. It is the 8th day of June 2023, 6-8-2023. And I'll tell you what the Dow is saying. The Dow is saying, the Dow and Jones Industrial Average, you know. They like to keep this to where they show you things in the closing numbers, which, well, yes, they could determine the closing number if they want to. And I go like this, 33, well, you know, that's the 33rd degree, 8, 33 is God, and then we got 33, all right? And then if you take the last two, the 0.61, you got a 7. So 33rd degree is God, 33 is 7, okay? They're telling you who's running the stock market. And that's suffice to say what's going on with that. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it's quite apocalyptic with the smoke out east and in some parts of the Midwest. And just talking to Smokey Stover a minute ago, and he says that in his town, you couldn't see the traffic light two blocks down, the next traffic light. That's less than a mile visibility. And I'll tell you what, isn't it interesting that at the same time we're about ready to have, well, at the same time we're having the beginning of the Ukrainian counteroffensive or offensive against the Russians, which in the first day or so, apparently they've lost maybe over 415 pieces of armor and all kinds of people. The Russians have lost a lot of people too, but there's no sensible, you know, ostensive gain, what have you. And this is also why Zelensky keeps calling for more equipment, more and more equipment, because they're spending it out real quick and the Russians are taking out their tanks. So, ladies and gentlemen, we also know that at the same time that a Russian in Luhansk, Russian base, which was in an old locomotive factory, apparently, when they took it over a few years back in Ukraine, that has been blown up, allegedly. And we've got some of the biggest fighting ongoing. And at the crux of this, on the 12th, we start the big NATO air exercise. It's the Defender air exercise, and it'll involve up to 500 planes, 200 to 500, who knows exactly which, and then it'll have 10,000 personnel involved in terms of military soldiers or what have you, or airmen. And we've already had a couple of British special ops get killed over there. So this is still going in the direction, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, this is still going in the direction of trying to start a World War III or a Gog-Magog war or something. Now, that area they're in is quite interesting, as we know, and biblically that would possibly work out for Meshach and Tubal. But this air defender exercise coming up 12th through the 23rd, they are going to fly out of, Poland and different things and fly in that area. And they'll also be flying, because I know up in England, in the UK, at bases, I know that the B-1s have been flying out of there. You got the Gerald Ford aircraft carrier up by Norway, and they'll be doing, air cap sorties and stuff to continue to be around the aircraft carrier. But Russia has threatened that if you attack Russia, which they consider the Crimea to be Russia, that they will use nuclear weapons. So I don't know. Where are all the representatives going that McCarthy sent home for the weekend? Are they going to activate their new cell phones or satellite phones? Are they going to the bunker to pick out their assigned cot or assigned bunk bed? And believe me, that's what they had, because I took the little tour down there at the Greenbrier one time. I was able to get up there past the guard at the gate, and I was given about an hour to look around and then to come back. And if they wasn't back, they would come to look for me. But I went up there and I took a look, and then there are certain displays as you go down to the basement of the Greenbrier Hotel in West Virginia. And that was the bunker for Congress. And each congressperson had a bunk assigned to them. And then the better bunks, as you grew in seniority, you got a better bunk, and the bunks were reassigned. So that isn't supposedly the place they're going to go now, but they still could go there. Still could go there, some of them, if they wanted to. Because as far as I know, it's set up. You got Raven Rock, Site R, Raven Rock, deep underground city. They've got all kind of stuff up there for the Pentagon, and they've got the shadow cabinet and the shadow president, the shadow vice president, all of that. They have a facility and ability to broadcast to all of the United States and to everybody. And it will look just sort of like with a backdrop of the White House or the backdrop of the Capitol would be in front of you, you know, on the screen while they do their thing. But I'm going to tell you, this is all like a coalescence here. You've got this apocalyptic smoke, which also is multi-duty, let me tell you. It's going to affect the lungs and the health of a lot of people because you can ingest the chemicals. And I'm going to tell you, if you're not using a mask, you probably should. And this also, I'm just going to give you a tip. Suppose this would last for a long time. Do you not understand why you might need a gas mask and extra filters? A gas mask and extra filters. And what if it was the dirt and the dust that contained all the radiation from a nuclear weapon that you would be breathing in? You would definitely want to have a military-grade gas mask with military-grade filters. So if you're sending home, the Speaker of the House is sending home all the members, are they going to the bunkers or are they going to go home? It's probably their choice. Maybe their choice. But on the other hand, it could be that they're going to go look for their assigned bunks. But then we heard the rumors, a week or two ago, where possibly that there was going to be a special vacation, all right? Well, if that's going to be the case, then it could be that they're going to go to a larger underground facilities that may be able to take in family. But in certain states like Missouri, there are bunkers that are designed in southern Missouri and different places. And then in the Kansas City metro area, is the world's largest underground storage in the limestone caves. And that's been filled up in a lot of places with long-term food storage and frozen food storage. And then it was the year 2004, 2005, that era when I first started on the radio, that I had information that they were restocking in certain areas for the military up in the caves, that they were restocking what I would call, quote unquote, officers' food. All right. In other words, steaks, lobster, that kind of shrimp, that kind of stuff. So the fires, to me, are like multiplicity of use. It covers up any approach or any use of aircraft to defend the coastline up there, all right? Because visibility is so bad, they're not flying. And if they are flying, then they're having trouble flying because of the visible sight. And Yeah, you could get up above it, perhaps, but not that easily. But it would also be great in a confused area then for the Russians or the Red Chinese, but probably up there the Russians, to launch cruise missile or a hypersonic through there, and with no chance of even seeing it or what have you, except from the radar, but no possible chance necessarily for aircraft to try a shot to shoot it down, you know. And they will try to do that, but the luck of doing that would be very suspect. So consequently, who started the fires all at one time in Canada on both their Quebec, which is the problem with this one, and then out on the West Coast in Alberta and various places, British Columbia, where they've got the fires raging out there too. And that is in the sense interesting because we had fires in New Jersey. Well, that's the southern smoke and then the northern smoke. And then I watched them on the Mimic, M-I-M-I-C. I watched early in the week, late last week, early in the week here, large gray tendrils or fingers of huge amounts of energy, separate, not one big band, but like fingers coming up from South America, not South America, but from the Antarctic, from the south, coming up into the equatorial regions and going beyond the equator. Now, in the past, I've seen that this is a huge amount of energy to do that. Huge. Like, can't really do it with the regular type of stuff that's out there that we have. But something in the ancient energy technologies in under the ice, as Brother Quayle would say, under the ice in Antarctica, where Lucifer, I believe, and the fallen angels are hanging out. And that they reactivated the huge energy producing machinery down there. So for their own life support, but also to be able to affect things on this planet. Electromagnetic pulse. Let's just call them electromagnetic kind of energies, or scalar. But I watched how the angle of one of these fingers came up and was once again keeping moisture off the West Coast. The one in the center was driving it, and then that was causing sinking of air from Canada into the Midwest, which then was being driven easterly, all right, and then a wrap around causing a nor'easter, with one of these fingers causing a nor'easter, which is the prevailing wind up north now in Canada and New England, New York, on down the coastline. And I guess D.C. and those areas are, and Philadelphia and parts of Pennsylvania are having the worst of it. But it's just interesting at the time. Now, also, can you imagine if you upset the respiratory situation of so many people in the United States, wouldn't it be a great time for whoever, the Red Chinese or the Red China Joes or the Russians, don't you know, to introduce a bioweapon after people have had this upper respiratory travail from breathing in all the smoke and junk, all right? And you see that orange color and all the different things, it reminds people of how to clear the jungle, you know what I'm saying? And Crazy Horse just pointed out about use of napalm in the old days and that kind of stuff. But I think these fires that were started all at once in 100 different places, they broke out. So if it's a campfire, how do you get the campfire, you know, 200 miles away? I don't think so, all right? But you can do it with a hypersonic, you can do it with electromagnetic pulse type weapon, boop, 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 and start a fire, boop, 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 start a fire, you see, depending on what frequency you broadcast. So if this is being done, and also let me just say these fingerlings, if you don't know what I'm talking about, type in your search engine, M-I-M-I-C, Mimic, comma, University of Wisconsin, and look for the second version, version 2, version 0.2 or whatever it is, And then you can click then on the different domains, World 180, North Atlantic, North America, U.S., you know, different, whatever it might be. Click on that domain and go to the last 24 hours, or you can go to a longer time. You can see the entire thing. But I'm telling you, they created the nor'easter. That nor'easter was created. That's not weather from God. That's weather from the 33 boys, okay? That's weather from the Luciferian boys, all right? So we got a lot of aircraft in the air, but not necessarily up in that area. But they're all over the United States. We've been watching that. There's less now than there was 2 days ago. There was over 440 the other day. So consequently, that is being put up. And a large number of them, don't you know, were involved in the Tampa area. Where I got a tip from down there that all kind of stuff was flying over the city in the Tampa metro area, just all kind of jets flying and roaring and doing stuff. And it turns out it's supposedly it's a group that is providing a aggressor force or op force tactical stuff to come in, and they use different jet aircraft, and they have all their own pilots, and they fly against our Navy and Air Force pilots in dogfights and that kind of stuff. But I also know that we have so many of our aircraft outside the United States that these guys might be doing their own drill, because they're what's left to protect the Tampa area, which is near that is the Dilly Bird, all right? The Dilly Bird, where you have so many of our military commands. That's the Air Force Base, MacDill, all right? The Dilly Bird, I call it. So that right there is interesting, because they could be there not for any kind of a drill, but other than to do a drill themselves. And then they're the protection for Florida in case of incoming or an attempt to take out anything that would be incoming. Some say, well, maybe they're practicing to come for us, you see, in Florida and in the United States. That's a possibility, too. You see, right now, ladies and gentlemen, the exact thing that's going to go on, I'm not exactly sure what will start it, what will pop it, but something's going to pop it. We're going to find ourselves. The old eagle ain't in the latter days in the Bible, you know, as far as I can see. That doesn't mean we're not there. That means that we're having our own trouble with power grid down, that kind of stuff. And the power grid down, it can't be put up, or the soonest it could be put back up would be 18 months. And that's if you had all the roadways and everything. You had the drivers, the special trucks, all the engineers, electrical people to put this stuff back up, and had all the transformers and parts and, you know, and wiring and substation, giant big transformers. All that stuff would take 18 months. Now, I'm also would call your attention to the five people arrested, I think, in the Tacoma area. They were trying to breaking into the Tacoma electrical vault. And let me see if I can pull that up, because that's quite interesting, to be honest with you. And there supposedly looked like what would be called white supremacists, which probably were hired. Let's see, five arrested. Here it is, right here. Five arrested while attempting to break into power vault at Tacoma City property. Now, that necessarily isn't the substation, but it probably could be almost like a smaller substation or off of a substation. But all five suspects were charged with burglary and malicious mischief. Oh, malicious mischief. But they had a gun. They had a gun that was a clean gun. In other words, no serial number on it. And they were grinding on the door or whatever at the 4500 block of South Tyler Street in South Tacoma. So now, I'll tell you what, these vandals, so-called, I'll bet you that they're more than that. Because we also had in, Aberdeen, Washington, we had the train tracks were supposedly caught, set on fire on a trestle. But those tracks are totally curved and what have you, more like an explosion, okay, created the fire. In other words, the train tracks were bent to where if the train went into that area on the trestle, it'd go off the trestle, go over the side. So that also is happening in Washington State. So I don't know about that, but I'm telling you, I'll bet you that when they get to a jail, final jail, wherever they're going, that somebody is there to greet them, because I think the word got put out. Anyway, that is something interesting, because we've got sabotage going on, saboteur stuff. You see all of the signs here, right? All of the signs, and we have also, supposedly the stock market's going up, but I'll tell you, the amount of travail in the economy is interesting. And the fools at Anheuser-Busch, they lost $27 billion and almost $16 billion per Target. And we don't know all the others, but they're losing money too, because they've gone along with the quote-unquote BlackRock program, or the whatever program, which is basically a corporate social credit score of the red Chinese. And I knew years ago, and I don't know what the total is now, but BlackRock at one point had a substantial, at one point had a substantial red Chinese investment in it. The other thing, ladies and gentlemen, is that this op force, or aggressor air force, supposedly in the Tampa area there, well, that's been going on for some time, different ones, and there used to be what they call the Confederate Air Force. And Roland Carnaby, who they killed, Roland Carnaby was CIA agent, a knock for years, and then they got him, if you recall. He was in charge, just to reiterate, from what we reported years ago, right when it happened. And nobody ever questioned what we said, because basically he was killed by, quote-unquote, allegedly Houston patrol who were chasing them. But we alleged that it was possibly hired rogue Houston cops that did this murder on Roland Carnaby. Because Roland was, at that time, in charge of really watching over a lot of security of the Gulf Channel, the channel that runs down the road there from Houston south into the Gulf, and all of that, the ship channel. And also he was in charge of the different airports and that kind of stuff, security in that area. Well, in that time frame, after he died, we did have a situation where allegedly Darth Dove Hunter, you remember him? Darth Dove Hunter, allegedly Dick Cheney, that allegedly he was involved in possibly, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, that he was involved in the possibility of purloining or stealing nuclear. And we had a scandal back then in 204, 205 of nukes from Minot somehow disappearing and then ending up on the tarmac, ready to be loaded onto B-52s, perhaps, the Air Force base down there in Louisiana, right? Where buffs fly out of. Some of the buffs fly out of that air base. And that allegedly there was another one of those, may have been on a vessel or on a boat or a ship in the Texas ship channel, like in a marina area there, because we told you that there was one possibly in there. And that there was a firefight because the MMV took down the people that had that nuclear weapon on that boat. There was a firefight. The MMV were able to get it, but there were deaths. And that, you see, was what the deal was. There was supposedly going to be one taken and put onto a refinery down there in South Texas, and blow it to smithereens and to cause it, and then to blame it on, at that period of time, blame it on Iranians or the Iraqi people, certain Iraqis in the Mideast, which then would be able to allow a nuclear war to go and hit Iran, Iraq, what have you. And that was allegedly the Darth Dove Hunter plan at that time. So it didn't get put on to the buffs, but the B-61 or whatever the device were sitting on the side of the tarmac, and they were allegedly purloined or misplaced at Minot. There was a big scandal. You can look that up. You won't get all of the inference that I've given you, because that was from the dark side, from the ultra black, from the backside, as you will, communications. So I don't know. Are we there yet? We're getting about there, you see. Brother Quayle brought up an interesting point. I remember Steve telling years and years ago, it was probably 20 to 24 years ago, when he started talking about cannibalism. When you're going to see cannibalism in the news, he said, you're going to know you're in the tribulation. And he said there's going to be all kinds of stories that will pop out. He also, during that same time, was talking about these robots, using robots for sex. When you see the sex robots, in other words, and AI and all of that, is what he was talking about. You're going to know that you're probably in the tribulation, all right? Now, the Great Tribulation, I believe, is 3.5 years, all right? You have maybe a 7-year deal, which we could already have started that, but now we're ready for a Great Tribulation. Could possibly be. And the Great Tribulation is nothing to sneeze at now, is it? So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a time, as quickly as you can, to prepare as best you can. And you see why you might need a gas mask and a Tyvek F suit. You see why you might need a hoop house or some kind of a covering for your garden, so that all the stuff doesn't come down on it, and then you eat the good plants, the good vegetables, and they're containing the stuff which then goes into your bloodstream. And it's so important to have your own garden, because if they're going to start injecting the mRNA vaccines, somehow they're injecting that stuff from the COVID or the whatever vaccine they want to put in there, put it into the different vegetables and the different animals. You know, the pigs are already been doing it. Possibly we now think that in some places the beef is being injected. We know all about the poultry problems, all the chickens they've killed and all of that. And then they're getting rid of 200,000 of the dairy herd in Ireland. This is all about, you know, well, let me just read that. Let me read this to you, see if we're there yet, you know? Let's see if we're there yet. Oh, boy, ladies and gentlemen. There's power in the blood of Jesus, you know what I mean? Power in the blood of Jesus. I'm looking for it right here, All right, here we go. How many times? And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that thou be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Well, all these things have come to pass, and the end is not yet. But it is a war, you see, and that's the thing. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be what? Famines. Oh, do we have a situation where the corn crop, the wheat crop I was telling you about, that there was over 40 to 50% abandonment or reduction in the going to be in Texas, the plants that would even grow in Oklahoma, and then into Kansas, the Kansas wheat harvest, which that is the biggest wheat harvest in the world. The Kansas wheat harvest will be the smallest it's been since 1957. You had about 161 million people in America in 57. We now have probably 350, maybe closer to 400 in my estimation, with all the illegals that have been going across. But you have a wheat crop to supply the population of 161 million plus whatever the world population was there of what we were producing wheat to send abroad. And then now we're back to 1957 levels, and they're trying to tell you it's climate change. Well, tell them to get off. Whoever is directing these harp-like weapons on the United States, Brother Quayle found, was a participant or an owner or a partner with other of the host countries with over 72 of these scalar type, you know, facilities where they, you know, what do we call them? Atmospheric heaters or scalar interferometers, Tesla howitzers, some people call them, that this stuff is being done by them and also by the ancient stuff that comes up out of Antarctica. Mind-boggling amounts of power. Mind-boggling. Just incredible amounts. And I think that those fingerlings can also speed up by applying their force to the equator. They can speed up the Earth, slow the Earth down, or to change the wobble. You change the wobble, you're going to change climatic conditions by the position of where the sun hits and that kind of thing. They can do it out of that with those fingerlings. If you go to Mimic, maybe they're still up there. I haven't looked today, this afternoon, but I was getting ready to do that, but I figured I better get on the air instead. But if they're down there, the Luciferians, enacting and changing a wobble, or can move up and then shoot things up to create a nor'easter, shoot things over here to create a westerly flow away from the coast. And incidentally, watch that old Oroville Dam up there. Watch the Oroville Dam where a week or so ago, I was telling you that they were throwing stuff over the emergency spillway, you know, pouring a ton of water out of the emergency spillway. But my local sources up in that area tell me that there's a whole lot more water going into the lake than is being discharged. So this thing is getting up to the top. If somebody were to pop that earthenware dam, tectonic, oh, it's a quake, okay, right. And incidentally, what about a 5.5? Was that at the same time that the same time that the aggressor force, Air Force in Tampa area was doing their sorties? Is that at the same time, within a day or so when that began, that they had a 5.5 quake in Haiti? Were the Russians using their tectonic weapons, or was the United States using theirs, showing how they could pop the Russians if they came in through that way, or the Red Chinese? But I suspect the Russians or the Red Chinese did that quake. So I don't know, but I can tell you that the game is afoot in that area. The game is afoot in the Caribbean and off of Florida. And, you know, it's been several years ago. Oh, a lot of, shoot, man, you know, 10 years or maybe almost, I told you that the Russians and the Cubans had reinstituted opening up of the Lourdes facility, and it never really was completely closed. The Lourdes signal intelligence facility in Cuba. And the Russians were there. They were using that stuff, all right? And the Cubans have been using it, all right, to eavesdrop on the United States, all right, and to also to project energy beams, to project signals to go out there to disrupt communications or to jam. And then we tied that in with the Looney balloons, and there was one up over a little while ago up over at 62,000 feet over Ely, Nevada. And there's been two up continuously roaming around from down south on the border, you know, in Texas area, up and around. You know, they came out of the Dakotas and then went by the SAC base, you know, the SATCOM, whatever, in Nebraska, and came down into Kansas and meandered down to the coast, and then they popped another one up. And then those two have been operating for quite some time. Well, I guess the wind blows them in any direction they want to go. They just think real hard and the wind blows it in that direction. Or they use their ionic engine to travel and to produce about 50 mile an hour, kind of a deal to where they can direct that and go where they want. And then float how they want them to float, you see. So are we having a total surveillance of the U.S. military under the guise of protecting? And the same loony balloons invented allegedly by DARPA, now by Raven Aerostar, all right? But they were originally, DARPA was building these balloon platforms that had all the array of sensors, transmitters, cameras, all kind of stuff, radio operations, SIGINT, you know, vacuuming up of all communications, that kind of stuff, and the ability for then it to send it on up to another satellite or to send it directly to Beijing or wherever, or to the submarine off the West Coast. Well, then those were given to Google, but Google was going to make sure you had rural broadband. But then we started seeing that this stuff was going on, and then we broadcast that they were doing weird stuff with it, and we saw one launched off the coast of Southern California, which would have been a Chinese sub or freighter or something perhaps that launched it. And then we saw it come along down the southern swing. We tracked it every day, and then we put it out. Why won't some good line officer go up there and look at that balloon, and if they find that it's doing something wrong, to blow it out of the sky? Well, one just happened to disappear one day when a little Jump 35 jet down your way at El Rancho Villa off the west of San Antonio and went up to look. And quote the Raven, is it Raven Aerostar? Quote the Raven Aerostar, nevermore. So I'm being poetic and catty and goofy, but let me tell you something. These balloons that are created by DARPA, well, whose side is DARPA on? Whose side is the pentagram on? Well, we know they're on the Rainbow Bridge side, okay? We know they're on the Pride Month side. We know the director of the FBI is having wonderful dealings with this Fed guy that Biden promoted, who wears the pentagram on leather things on his chest, and sometimes he don't wear his shirt, sometimes he doesn't wear his pants, and then he's a stone-cold Luciferian. Well, he's now the buddy partner of Ray Ray. Ray Ray. Ray Ray. From Saranac Lake. What did you do there at Saranac Lake when you were, well, I don't know, 13? Ray Ray, who knows? So, ladies and gentlemen, do you think you might need food? Because as well as the wheat crop being the smallest in Kansas since 1957, and then in parts of Oklahoma and Texas, it's, you know, parts of Texas, 40%, 50% gone. Nothing came up. This is the harvest time. And the harvest time is like, you know, June through August and that kind of thing, depending on the latitude you're at. Because they custom cut from Texas on up, straight through the center, and on up into the Dakotas and Minnesota and that kind of stuff for the wheat. Through Nebraska and Kansas, Nebraska, etc. And the higher up you are, then the your custom cutting will be done later, you know, in the month or in beginning of August, you know, whatever. So this wheat crop is in trouble. That means that the cost of all the things that use grain are going to be in trouble. And I'm telling you, you better, if nothing else, if you can only get, what you should be able to get if you can, is to get long-term storage food, freeze-dried, dehydrated. But then also get cans of regular canned goods so that you can also mix in what a final product, which already has the soup, you see, the chunky soup or the progressive soup, and the big can that has the gravy or water mixed in with it already, and it has meat, potatoes, vegetables, various types, or whatever you want to do. But the soups are a good way to ease into your thing and then have not the requirement of the long-term storage food, because you're going to have water to reconstitute then that means you're going to need a Berkey water purification system with the black Berkey filters. Or use those black Berkey filters will go in other platforms of water purification. The ones that have the silver, normal silver ceramic type things, I think they probably might fit in April rain or, you know, whatever that was called, and maybe in the Pures, I don't know. But the Berkeys, you're going to need that. And there are smaller ones, if you can use them, that is worth getting on your credit card. And I don't urge people to do all of that all the time either. But there's a certain point in time to where you want to have this stuff, and you better have it at the ready, and that's going to be the real insurance policy. Because tougher people than Allstate's mayhem, that's just a goofy guy screws everything up, mayhem. But the Red Chinese and the Russians are going to create mayhem like you can't believe. And then if there are people in the United States in the top slots in the government, the military, the intelligence world, plus the big bankers, if they're on the Luciferian communist side of things, and then after the communists, the Luciferians could still do the do, but they could be staunch regular Republicans, you see. Not one of those MAGA Trump Republicans, but the regular Republicans. You see what I'm saying here? All of this is leading somewhere, right? And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. These are the beginning of sorrows. The beginning of sorrows, you see? And let's skip over to what I was talking about. The possibility of the Great Tribulation. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. All right? Now, the elect is the elect. It doesn't mean everybody who professes to be a Christian. The elect is the elect. It's for those who really have the name of God, who really have Lord Jesus in their heart as their Savior, you see. So if you repent of your sins to Jesus and ask Him to come into your heart to be your Savior, that's the best deal in town, let me tell you. Because if you're sincere, He'll come. He will start to wash you clean with His blood, all right? He's going to wash you clean, and you're going to say, oh, my. And then at that point, when you know that it is the Lord Jesus, and He's doing that for you, you need to say, Lord, tell me where you need me to be. Place me on the battlefield against evil to where you want me to stand in the gap. Tell me where I can get safety and security and you know, true sanctuary for my family, and let me put them there or leave them where we're at, because that could be the answer too. And then, Lord, tell me to stand and where to stand, all right? And then I will tell you, you put on the full armor of God, then you put on your own Pascat helmet or your Mitch helmet, and you put on your level 4 body armor or 3A, whatever it is you got. You put that on. If nothing else, tape the Dallas phone book or the New York phone book or the LA phone book, yellow pages, you know, to your chest with the duct tape, and that might help to stop around. You don't know, but I mean, I'm not saying that that's definitely bulletproof. It ain't. I'm just telling you that's what they do when they fight. Sometimes in prison, they had a deal where they had to go after somebody. They would take books or phone books or whatever, and they would strap them around their torso. It might prevent a shiv from going in somewhere or slow it down or, you know, not make it go so deep. But the level 4 body armor, the level 3A, the 3s, those would be excellent. If you've only got a 2, 2A, well, then that's going to be good against small arms fire, against pistol or revolver-type stuff, rounds. But when you can stop a 30 caliber slug with a level 4, and if you have the ability to get it, then why not get it? Sure, it's heavy, but I'm going to tell you what. You could do a little workout with that. You don't have to join a gym. You put that on, you put your helmet on, and you put any other pads or stuff like your knee pads, your elbow pads, and stuff to do the thing with it. Then you can have that, and then you can have your boots and everything, and you get your rucksack, your bug-out bag, or your fight load. Could be your fight load instead of your house load. And then just walk around your backyard and trot, trot, hut, hut, hut in your fence backyard where nobody can see you. And except the neighbor lady who's got her spyglass looking at you from up above or something. But you can do that and make a real good workout, and it'll just poop you out like you can't believe. You can walk a quarter mile and that stuff, but if you keep doing that, you'll have the ability to carry weight on your back. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. Brother Steve Quayle can get you gold, can get you silver. And Brother Quayle is also talking about the strong possibility of, in his latest, podcast or his latest endeavor is the S 2.0 series or the private briefings, and telling about the strong possibility we could have coming up as this offensive for Ukraine versus Russia and Russia back against them. And then with we're having the drill, the supposed drill, Defender, 23 drill of NATO, which is the largest NATO exercise ever done, apparently. And then something goes wrong, and oh, bingo, bango, bongo, and then all of a sudden we start trading nuclear weapons, which allegedly we've put nuclear weapons onto special mounts on special F-16s to carry the B-61s. And there has been a lot of activity out of the what I would call in the different bomb or the different nuclear facilities and sites, bases, Pantex, and hello out there to the old Amarillo, the Amarillo girl. I know you got a good guy on it out there, and thank you for all the watching and stuff you do. So there's a lot of activity there. Why do I know that? Because in the radiation detector things that show different radiation detectors all across the United States and the world, in those areas, there's been specific blips to where there is much more activity. That means there's stuff is going and moving and transport. Some of the older stuff doesn't have the ability to mask its radioactive signature contained in the case as much as some of the newer ones do. But be that as it may, they still work and they blow up, then you got a nuclear war. And then any time these nukes are going to be traded anywhere, then the whole thing goes up, in my opinion. Then the whole thing is up worldwide. And Brother Quayle and I talked about this very thing back in 2004, June of 2004. He had me on as a guest. And he said, Hawk, you seem to be pretty familiar with what's going on all around the world. Why don't you take us around the world and tell us what you think are going to be the next places and sites that things are going to blow up, where we may go into the Gog-Magog War. And Brother Quayle and I discussed that in 2004. And lo and behold, what we were talking about is happening. It's been happening. And it's coming to fruition right now. So when you see dams totally destroyed in the Crimea area, the Novokekova Dam and all of that, blown up 3 days ago, and the water levels and reservoir then flooded the whole area, then that cooling water is not going to the nuclear power plant. The Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. And that, you see, ladies and gentlemen, did you see that, ladies and gentlemen? You will see that we have a strong possibility for it there. All I know is that, you know, all along the coastline, the West Coast, you got Pendleton putting up missile trucks, you know, like aimed out across the ocean, all right? Anti-missiles, that kind of stuff, Patriot stuff. And probably some offensive things as well. We got ships all up and down that coast, but yes, that has been going on for a while. But the key is you don't want to lose it by not moving it. You want to get it out and about. That is why we also have so many aircraft in the sky. And they're all different things, and they're using different type of aircraft for purposes they were not originally designed for. For instance, they'll put up a C-130 gunship, and it becomes the surveillance craft, rather than a P-8 Poseidon or a P-3 Orion patrolling the coast. And we've been having more times than not, the ones that are still here of those have been up in the Great Lakes and along the Tennessee Valley Authority, around the rivers up in there, over in the dams and over the Smoky Mountains and stuff, looking for saboteurs who may going to be take out, which we warned you a number of years back. We told you starting about that, was going to start to see it happen. By George, we're starting to see it. We've watched that for all these years. So that's just the truth of the matter. So Brother Quayle has got gold or silver for you. He's got out of his private briefings and his other subscription services and his books. Any book that's still available that Brother Steve has, buy the book, because they're not going to reprint them at this period of time. All right. Because the cost and everything, and you don't know, and they can't give you an exact quote of what it will cost and when you could get it. So why do that when you're goofed up on that kind of stuff? You know, heck with it. So any of the books Steve's got, but subscribe to his private briefings. If you need gold or silver, you call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. And then let me, at this point in time, say you will either get Tyler or Daryl or maybe Stephanie, another family member, a daughter, that you might get them on the line. You tell them Old Hawk sent you. So at this point in time, Lord Jesus, will you go right now and will you touch Brother Steve Quayle? Lord Jesus, will you go to touch Brother Steve Quayle and make him aware and know that it's your presence, and pray with me, audience. Lord Jesus, touch Steve Quayle and provide medical miracles to him for his heart, for his eye, for all the different pieces and parts that Brother Quayle needs to have restored by you, Lord Jesus. Once again, Lord Jesus, go to Brother Steve Quayle. Touch him. Let him know right now, Lord. Tell him, touch him and give him the feeling where he knows that the Lord is upon him, and that you are providing him medical miracles through your touch. In your name I pray, restore Brother Quayle to full health, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, you go then to the Noonmakers, and we have a marvelous victory on your behalf, because you did it with Dave Noonmaker, who had an operation to remove cancer and that kind of stuff, and they removed the portion, but around the other tissues are clean. But at the same time, his loving wife, and these are the people that we have the Bible Project in Indochina. But Debbie has had an episode of a seizure or some kind of a thing in the midst of it, and the stress of the operation on her husband. So, Lord Jesus, we go to Dave and Debbie Nunemaker. Lord, touch them both. Provide medical miracles to each one as is needed. Lord Jesus, do it right now. Provide a medical miracle to Dave and medical miracles to Debbie Nunemaker. Lord Jesus, you know where they're at. Provide the medical miracles to them and restore them back to full health, Lord Jesus. In your name I pray. And at that point in time, let me tell you something. They can still get, and they will still make the arrangements to get Bibles and songbooks printed in the dialects of the mountain yards, the mountain tribes of the Indochina, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, the Shan states of China, and Burma, you see, Indochine. And if you want to help with the project, any amount is good. You can send it to Nunemaker, 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 Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And that's Myerstown with the Y. Let me repeat. Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may Lord Jesus protect you from all evil. May he bless you 10,000 fold. You want to keep old Hawk on the air? I might as well just do this now. Anything is most needed or welcome, believe me. Federal Reserve notes. A little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, or a check, send it to Hawk. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356. Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Ladies and gentlemen, we may be close to war. Don't know, but we may be close to where a nuclear incident could happen in the Ukraine. We've got all kind of aircraft up. We got missiles being placed around the coast. You have the possibility of Chinese and Russian subs. So don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey Lapua, you are the best by test, buddy. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. You know who they are. Road and Track and Little L. Keep up with your studies on the summertime as well as your Muay Thai and other ninja ways. Listen to what your daddy and your mommy got to say. They're good people. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Go out and prepare. And you never know when something might be up. Is it live or is it Memorex? Good night.